It's not a lecture. It's not a shir. It's a limud biyachad. Enjoy everyone getting involved, and that's a chabura. It's everyone's opportunity to learn.
Remark from Aaron.
That's I'm responding to Aaron's email. So Aaron said chabura refers to a petza, but it also refers to a limud biyachad. Okay, that could be. That I'm gonna give Aaron. Okay. Okay, good. So we're gonna call chabura now. Very good. So that's the idea. But it's really it's a pleasure to be back together, and to be learning together with a heter of Talmud Torah. So we go back to the sugya and Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph. I wanted to try to. We have a few more in Yonin that we have to pick up still in Ibra Hashana to finish completely, and Amir Tzah Hashem, the whipped cream and cherry on top will be the Bris Kerov Amir Tzah Hashem next week. I don't think we're going to get to it today, but we're going to learn. We're going to go weiter and then come back to a few different questions and try to connect it to the sugya of the zman, which is us still in the gullus even after Tisha B'Av, and how that affects many different halachas. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. We learned this brisa last week. We're just going to repeat it again in order to analyze a few different topics in it. Tana Rabbanan, Im Abernes Hashana, Lo Mipnei Agdiim, Velo Mipnei Hatzloim. Let's just remember, let's go back to the last brisa. Tana Rabbanan, this is the old halachos. This is about 10 lines up, the three words from the end. Tana Rabbanan, Im Abernes Hashana, Elim Kenoiset Tzricha Mipnei Adshrochim. So we learned last week that there are certain purposes that don't have to do with the seasons, that don't have to do with the sun, and yet you still have the ability to be ma'aber. We analyzed last week a machlekes between the minchas chinuch and the tzlach, which we connected to be a machlekes. We thought the chidush yaran and the yad ramah. What is the power? Where do chazal get the capacity? Suddenly, if there's a broken highway, or there's a certain street that has to be repaved, that's enough of a reason to have Ibra Hashana. So we had a major machlokes rishonim, which emanates whether or not Atem Afilu Shoygegim applies to only Kiddush HaChodesh, or it applies to even Ibra Hashana, and that was the machlokes of Minchas Chinuch Tzlach, which they on their own had this debate, and as we pointed out yesterday, they didn't have Svarim. I was thinking about this Minchas Chinuch yesterday, when the person speaking in the kino was talking about, I think it was Josh, who was speaking about that we have a kina on the svarim, on the little svarim that they have. Now we have so many svarim, and Josh was trying to be mechayvos that we now, when we read this kina, we should learn svarim. So I remember whenever I learned the minchas chinuch with my father always, Zichrono Livracha, always pointed out, you find out that the minchas chinuch, like we pointed out last week, the minchas chinuch is really a chidush yaran. What the minchas chinuch said on his own is a chidush yaran, but the godless is, now we have footnotes. So now we could figure out where it is. The godless is minchas chinuch did it on his own, and he wrote it on tissues. He wrote the save, they found it on tissues. And that's how the minchas chinuch wrote. It's just unbelievable. Chaval, we lost all the other svarim of the minchas chinuch, but Baruch Hashem, we were able to get his unbelievable work on the Sefer HaMitzvos, of the Sefer HaChinuch. It's really incredible. So we learned Tanur Rabbanan Ein Ma'abrus Hashana Elim Kein Oisit Tzrichim Ipnei Adrochim. A reason outside of the seasons that Bezdin have the ability to be Ma'abrus Hashana is because of the paths Ipnei Aksharim and the bridges Ipnei Tanurei Psachim, or because the ovens for the Korban Pesach are not intact, they melted Ipnei Galuyus Yisrael Shenekru Mimkomon, or the Galuyus of Yisrael Shenekru Mimkomon. What does that mean? But, meaning, we'll go get back to that in a second, some sort of Golius Yisrael that now have a new area to live in, but not because of snow. We said snow days don't count for Ibra Hashana, even though you're not going to be able, it's going to be hard, it's going to be a struggle to come up to Eretz Yisrael to be Oil the Regel. So what do the Rishonim say? Put on some boots. And not because it's going to be too frigid outside. Even if there's hail in the middle of the summer, it doesn't matter. You still have to come. And not because of an exile, which means, the poskim point out, galus does not mean actually leaving your home. Because the Gemara says there's a galus sh'akumim koman and there's a galus sh'lo akumim koman. Galus means living without hashras hashchina. Galus means living without a Beis HaMikdash. I did not change my location from yesterday, and I'm still in Galus, and not because I'm in Galus, because I'm missing the opportunity of living in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm in Galus because I'm being ruled by a Donald Trump. That's Galus. Or whoever your president is. As long as there's no Malchus Yisrael, that is the definition of Galus. Galus does not mean leaving Eretz Yisrael. Galus means not having the Malchus of Eretz Yisrael. So where is that Makom? That's question number one. Shelo Nekru Mimkoma. It's a description of the whole Golos. I mean, there's a certain Golos that doesn't have an Akiras Makom. Meaning it's not that we're holding in a certain process. The Golos was Shaloi Nekru Mimkoma. Means there could be a Golos that now Malchus Yisrael is not in charge. Now there's another Umma that's in charge. I still have the same house. I still have the same property line. I still have the same assets, but it's still a matzav of Golos. What was it, Rashi? Rashi says, "Bnei Golos Yisrael, Bnei Agoyle Arachoykim." There are Bnei Agoyle that are far away. V'nishma leBezdin, and it was heard by Bezdin. Heard the Shmuel was Shenekumim Komam. That now they not only had a gullus, but they uprooted from their houses. Lalos Larega, Lasos Piskeim. So now it's now going to be difficult for them to come on Aliyah Larega and to bring a Karban Pesach. Vadayin lo higio, shim lo yebrua, lo yargila love of a Pesach. Adayin lo higio means they didn't get to their new location. Back to Yerushalayim. Right.
So they already left, and I'm...
No, that's exactly what... No, Rashi's just saying, since Shenekru Mimkoman, that's why it's going to take them so long, and they're not going to be able to be Oilo Lerego and make it in time for the Karban Pesach. Yeah, okay? That's what Rashi says. Now, if you would ask Rashi, does Rashi say anything about Chutz Laaretz? Rashi doesn't say anything about Chutz Laaretz. I don't know 100% from Rashi. All Rashi says was they are Nekrulim Koman. Something happened, they were Nekrulim Koman. And it's going to be difficult for them to get back in time in order to do the Karban Pesach and to do Aliyah L'Regel. Tosfos clearly takes a stance on this. Umipnei Golis Yisrael Shenekrulim Koman, the third Tosfos on the Daf. Mishum Dahanach Diyatvi Be'eretz Yisrael Ein Sarich La'Abra. I have the following question. What happens if you have a Golis and people are moved around and mishkababbled within Eretz Yisrael? Instead of living in Yerushalayim, now you live in Bnei Brak. And instead of living in Bnei Brak, now you live in Tveria. Because the Malchus Mesiyah, you didn't go all the way to Bavel, you didn't go all the way to America, but you're still within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Taisa says, even though you have a new house, and even though it's complicated, and even though your trip's going to be much longer, that's not what we're talking about in our Gemara. That does not lend itself for Ibar Hashanah. Tosfos says, Akiras Golos Shenekru Mimkomam, that they now uprooted themselves from their original homes, that means something totally different, not what we defined until now. That means they now went into Golos like what? Bayis Rishon. That they had to go to Bavel. That they now had to go into exile, literally exile, the way we think of Golos, which means you have to go to America. We always interchange the word Golos with Chutz La'aretz. Not so clear. Tosfos is the one who explains it like that. Even Tosfos says, I wouldn't have said this on my own. What's the proof, Tosfos says? In Tark La'aber, da'afilu ha'achron yachol la'agiyah merish chodesh nisan ad Pesach. Because if you're in the walls of, if you're in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, says Tosfos, what's the big deal? Why should we be Ma'abar Hashanah? Even the furthest person standing at the borderline has the ability to make it to, from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know, says Tosfos? Because it's the Beferish Gemara and Tainus. Because it's Tainus Perakam the Tainus. Gabe She'elas Kshamim. Tetzvav Yom Achar Achag. Why do we start asking Mashav Aruach Tetzvav Yom Achar Achag after Sukkot?
So that, what? The last person who was Oyla L'Regel has the ability to get to the furthest home, which is where? On the border of Eretz Yisrael, as we learned in Parshas Maaseh, which is Nahar Pros. Right? So therefore, that's the amount of time it takes. So it says Tosfos, so if you're talking about a Golos that's within Eretz Yisrael, so there's no reason everyone can make it. We know everyone can make it. So therefore, Tosfos says, Akiras Makom, Golosha, an Ekrum Koman, that now fits the bill for Ibra Hashana, that Bezdin is now going to say that fits the criteria to be Ma'abr Hashana, that only means outside of Eretz Yisrael. A person, namely, going to America, living in Fairland. That's a person that I'm now going to take into account to be Ma'abr Hashana. Why? Because it's going to take a long time for such a person to be Oyla L'Regel, he's not going to make it in time, or to make, what? To do Karban Pesach. One of the two. Good? Very bad. Very, very bad. Let's see a Tosfos in Masechet. This is one of the most famous Tosfos in Masechet. It's on one of the double-sided pages. There's a fascinating story in the beginning of Psachim. It's a really a breath of fresh air because you go through the first blot of Psachim, first two amud in the first blot of Psachim, everything's about choshech and light, and or larbos, or is or meaning day, is or meaning night, and you're looking, you're like, your mamash like in a desert, you need a sugya somewhere, like give me some buster, give me some meat, give me some lumdis. Finally, there's something geschmack, and unbelievable, it's an interesting sugya, but it's a fascinating story. The story, at the beginning of the Gemara in Psachim, talks about an individual, I think we've mentioned it in the past, an individual who really tricked all of the tzaddikim and the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, and he came and he was showing off to one of the rabbis in his community that he had the ability to eat from the Karban Pesach. And the halacha is that not only can a goy not eat from a Karban Pesach, even an Arel Yisrael can't eat from the Karban Pesach. So this is a big aveira. So he was showing off. He said, "Yeah, I told them I was Jewish. I told them I was Jewish. Really not for now. This is really a very important Gemara." That's the Tosfos on top of this. This is a very important Gemara for Jewish identity in terms of Geirus and believing people, you know, whether or not, I remember we were sitting once on a Bezdin, we were being Megayer someone, and they were trying to convince us that they don't need Geirus, that they were born Jewish. And so we asked her, so what makes you think that you're Jewish? You know, just present some proof, and we're always open to hearing proof. And she turned back to us and she says, "What makes you think you're Jewish?" Oh. And I was like, "That's a good question." So that's a sugya Psachim. That's a fascinating Tosfos that's discussed over here. That discusses whether or not a person is believed. Because ultimately, this guy walked into the Beis Hamikdash and said, "I'm a Jew. Let me have some Karban Pesach." And that's basically how he got it. So he was showing off and what? He told the Chabura that I'm Jewish. Sign me up. Yeah. And it's also even if you don't have a Chabura, it's Machlokes Tanoim. If Pesach is Nishchar Al Hayachid also, so it's not necessarily Ma'akiv. It's Machlokes Tanoim. We pass it's not Ma'akiv. So it's not complicated that much. So then he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira found out about this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was not, he was in Bavel. And he found out about this, and this guy was showing off, and he said to them, very interesting. So the next year he told them, did you ever taste the tail? Did you ever taste the tail? So they said, so he said, no. He's like, oh, go next year, ask them for the tail. So he goes up there, and he's all confident and everything. He walks in, and then he says, do me a favor. I want the tail this year. And the tail is burnt on the Mizbeach. It's not eaten. So the Kehanim there said, why do you want the tail? So he said, I heard it's excellent. I heard it's delicious. So the Kahanim there asked. They said, who told you to ask for the tail? So they said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. He says, I'm even tight with the Rabbanim. I know what to ask for. Says the Gemara, ends the Gemara. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was sending them a hidden message. They looked into it. They found out his details, and they killed him on the spot.
The Gemara says they killed him. Why they killed him is also an excellent shaila, which I think we've discussed in the past. What's found in this Gemara? Many, many different pshat in this Gemara. Why he was chayiv misa for what he did? Where does it find itself in the categories of shev mitzvei noach? Not for now. Maybe mitzvah shem the Pesach habura for next year. So Tosis here is discussing a totally different topic. The story is fascinating. I just couldn't miss it. So Tosis says, wait a second. Wait a second. What's the deal with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira? I mean, this guy is schlepping up there. It's Yisrael. And he's... Why is Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira staying around the boat? Where's his carbon Petzach, Rek Tosis? So Tosis says, in the third line, Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, Shelo Ola L'Regel. Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira, that was not Ola L'Regel. So Tosis is asking Akasha, what's with Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira? Come on. Rabbi said, this is a Tosis that's Nogea to each and every one of us. Oh, I'm sorry. Right next, the second from the bottom. It's in Psachim, it's on the sheets. You have the sheets? Oh, wow. So I'm not sure what that from the computer. So Tosis says, why wasn't he Yoyal L'Regel for Tosis? That's Tosis' implied question. Yishleimer Shehaloi Hayaloi Karko. Tosis is quoting another Gemara in Daf Ches that says that the halacha is that when you leave to go on to be oil l'regel, person should not be concerned about his house being protected. Kadosh Baruch Hu's maftiach that your house will be protected. And Gemara learns out that a person that doesn't have karka is potter from aliyah l'regel. Ozakin ha'yasheinu yachal alef baraglav. Or he had a ptur, like the Gemara in Chagiga says, he doesn't have the ability to walk, so such a person is potter from aliyah l'regel. So now Tosa says something very strange. De potter mi pesach kemo miriyah. What did that just mean? Tosa asks the kasha. Why wasn't Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira oil l'regel? Tosa says he didn't have karka. Good. Then Tosa says, or he was a zakin. Good. Now Tosa says, and also from pesach he was potter kemo miriyah. Why? Rabbi Sai, I have Gemaras that tell me why he's potter from Aliyah L'Regel. Why? He doesn't have karka. If you don't have karka, you're potter from Aliyah L'Regel. You're a zakin, you can't walk, you're potter from Aliyah L'Regel. What potters him from the chi of karis that you get punished with, that if you don't bring a carbon pesach, you're chai of karis? What in the world is he playing games with? Zok Tais is not a problem. Why? Tais has never dealt with this. Says the tzlach on this Tais is the night of Yehuda. He says Tosfos only asked the kasha from Aliyah L'Regel. Tosfos was never bothered with the kasha from Karban Pesach. Why? Because Karban Pesach has a built-in ptur. What's the built-in exemption from Karban Pesach that Tosfos wasn't even misyachis to? Tosfos didn't even want to raise the issue. Tosfos says it like as if he just coughs it up at the end, as if he slurs it at the end of his statement. He doesn't even have to prove it. Says the tzlach, everyone knows why you're potter from Karban Pesach. It's Derech Rechaika. Just like a person who's in Eretz Yisrael, who's Tes Vav Mil, he's a certain distance from the time of the Zman of Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Your location on Erev Pesach plays a lot of ramifications la'alacha. It has nafkaminos whether or not you're going to be Chayiv in Pesach Sheni this month and next month. There's a lot of ramifications where your location is on Erev Pesach at the Zman of Karban Pesach. Says the tzlach, so that was the ptur of Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira. He's no different than a guy who just couldn't make it. He couldn't make it. Ptur of Derech Rechaika. And that's what Tosfos means. And therefore, I took care of all my issues. Why didn't Rabbi Yudah ben Maseira go off? He's potter from Aliyah L'Regel. Why? He doesn't have karka. Or he's a zakin. I can give you a few different reasons. And by the way, you want to know why he was potter from Pesach? That Tosfos didn't even have to deal with. It's because he was out of town. Out of town is potter even in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the tzlach says. Comes along the minchas chinuch. Even he was not an Eretz Yisrael, but even if he was an Eretz Yisrael, says the tzlach, he would have the same exemption. Comes along the minchas chinuch, and the minchas chinuch says, chalila v'chas. How could the tzlach? We have machlokes. You see, this is something that recurs. The minchas chinuch and the tzlach, they weren't so happy with each other on different sugyas, totally different mitzvah. But the minchas chinuch jumps on the tzlach and says, how could you say something like this? And Rabbi said, this debate is something fundamental between the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach that has ramifications legabe every mitzvah that we're obligated in. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Tzlach, Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Rosh Hashanah is coming up. So what happens? Comes Rosh Hashanah. I never asked it to bring a shofar. Honest Rachmana Patre. I don't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What do you want from my life? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what do I want from your life? I want you to take the next 7 weeks, how long, 7 weeks, and buy a shofar. Put some ishtadlus in. Start walking. Start putting in the effort, says the Minchas Chinuch. Derech Rechoika? You call a guy not trying to travel, not even looking on dance deals to even look for a certain cheap flight? You call that obligate trying to have the tour of Derech Rechoika? Derech Rechoika, says the Minchas Chinuch, is a person who was hiking. He was trying. All the cabs were taken, and he couldn't get there, and then he got stuck. What's he supposed to do? That's Derech Rechoika. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a guy sat at home. That's the Derech Rechoika? Says the Minchas Chinuch, he misunderstood the Tosfos. The Tzlach did not read this Tosfos correctly. Comes along the Tzlach and rereads the Tosfos. Tosfos was bothered by both Chiyuvim, both Aliyah L'Regel and Korban Pesach. And whatever Tosfos answers for one, Tosfos answers for the other. And therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, you have an unbelievable chiddush. If a person does not own karka in Eretz Yisrael, he's potter from not only Aliyah L'Regel, he's potter from Korban Pesach. We don't have any sources for that. Who in the world links? The Mishnah Melech reads this Tosfos like the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, where have you found a source anywhere that connects the chiyuv of bringing a Korban Pesach? There are certain mitzvahs that have to do with karka. Trumas, mitzvahs, agricultural mitzvahs, that I understand. It's if you have karka in Eretz Yisrael, then you're obligated in that mitzvah. Korban Pesach? What does that have to do with karka in Eretz Yisrael? And yet, the way the Minchas Chinuch reads it, why? Because hashkafically, he can't accept that Tzlach is limud. And this is such a hashkafic machlekes. Minchas Chinuch says, pek kodosh yomer dover zeh, that you don't have to put in the effort for mitzvahs. You don't have to try to find a flight. You don't have to try to put in the effort to try to get a cab to get to Yerushalayim. That you're going to apply the tour of the exemption of Derech Rechoika, that I'm 15 miles away, you didn't even try to get in. Says the Minchas Chinuch, avad and avad, you have to try to get a lulav, you have to try to get an etzur, and you have to try to do Korban Pesach. There's no difference. So says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, what? There's a ptur if you don't have karka in Eretz Yisrael. Inami, Tosfos goes on according to the Minchas Chinuch, nitzivin chutz la'aretzi, kidamrinon bisifri, parshas re'eh. No, Rabbi Yudav Maseir was in nitzivin. And where is that? That's in Chutz Laretz. And therefore what? Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, according to the way he's reading this Tosfos, because he can't accept the Tzlach's approach, and comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says a further Chiddush in the second day of Tosfos. Not only for the first day, I want to be Mechadish that for Korban Pesach and Aliyah L'Rega, what do I need? I need to own Karka in Eretz Yisrael. Says the second day in Tosfos, no, even if you own Karka in Eretz Yisrael, I have an apartment in Rechavia. Yeah, Vada. So then according to the first day, you should be chayiv in Korban Pesach, and you should be chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Not if I'm in Fair Lawn, says the second day in Tosfos. If you're in Chutz Laretz, Tosfos makes up some magic drasha, we have no idea where he got this from. Again, only according to the Minchas Chinuch Limud, that what? That there's a halacha that anyone who's in Chutz Laretz is potter from Korban Pesach. Really, you don't want to think about this. Tosfos comes Pesach and we're still in the Golos. Because this really cuts us out of the whole chiyuv of Korban Pesach. No matter how many apartments you buy, no matter how much real estate you have, according to the second day in Tosfos, sorry, nothing doing. You don't have any shaychus to Korban Pesach. You tell this to someone on the street, they'll tell you, what? This is not a mitzvah tluya baretz. This is not an agricultural mitzvah. Yeah, but you're in Chutz Laretz. And Tosfos has no other way to learn Rabbi Yudav ben Maseira unless he says this chat. So once... Meaning, do you have a kiyum you want to say? I don't think so, because you can't bring a Korban Pesach b'neder in a dova. Korban Pesach is like a chatas. I can never bring a chatas b'teiris neder in a dova. Only an oil and a shlomen could be b'neder in a dova. So if I bring a Pesach, If I bring up Pesach, Pesach has a similarity to Chatos. Pesach Shalei Lishma, every other carbon Shalei Lishma is Hukr of Neder and Nedava. Carbon Pesach Shalei Lishma is possible. So you see that there has to be a Chi of carbon Pesach. I don't know if they knew he came from Chutz Lars.
They said I heard from Yudavzera.
No. that was once. That's well. That was once all the cards dropped.
Right.
That was a dead man walking. You're right.
No, but that line right there should have been.
So he didn't know halacha. You're right. According to Tosis, he shouldn't have said that for other reasons.
No, but
it wouldn't have gotten killed.
No, right there. But then they wouldn't have accepted him.
Right. But now they figured out how to kill him. Meaning that thing, you're right. According to Tosfos, now they would have known, oh, wait a second. No. You're right. A Rav would have said, by the way, you're Pater. According to Tosfos. Mishnah Melech says that he thinks that Tosfos is crazy. Rambam never brings down such a halacha. Rambam never connects Chutz La'aretz to Karban Pesach. We all are obligated in Karban Pesach according to the Rambam and all other Rishonim. Tosfos connects it. But you're right. So the rabbi would have said, you're Pater. Now he said something. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir says, I don't want you to Pater. I want you to kill this guy. So that's what we figured out. Yeah. Excellent. So this is what I'm getting at. So if you turn the other side of this page, let me just show you what sefer I'm quoting over here. There's a lot of hanah that I'm getting over here. This sefer is from Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house. That is the only place you can get this sefer, to the best of my knowledge. You have to buy it in his house. This is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's sefer. Most of his svarim are black. He wrote, or brown. He wrote Mishnah Brura styles, right? The Mishnah Brura takes the Shulchan Aruch on top, then he gives all his psachim in the Mishnah Brura, and then he gives all the sources in the Sharat Tzion, that's the Mishnah Brura, and then he elaborates in the Bir Halacha. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, says godless, does not write a sefer on anything that the Stipler, his father, wrote on. So if you want to know why Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't write on the classic Masechtas, the reason is because the Kehilas Yaakov, his father, Reb Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, he was the one who wrote on all these Masechtas. So Reb Chaim writes on Kodshim. But he doesn't only write Shtiklech Torah on Kodshim. He writes Kodshim Halacha L'maisa, as if he's writing a Mishnah Brura. So the Rambam, we don't have Shulchan Aruch on Kodshim, on Korbanos, so the Rambam is on top, is the one who comments on all the halachas in Kodshim. Then, here he has elaborates a little more with the Psak Halacha, and here he has all the elaborate Bir Halachas, and here's where all the sources are. So, he finished all of Kodshim, that's the brown set, Derech Emuna, Derech Chochma. And then, I'm sorry, Derech Emunah is on Zroim, and Derech Chochma is on Kodshim, and this is usually, he writes a sefer every Shana Mu'uberes. Why every Shana Mu'uberes? Whenever there's an leap year, Reb Chaim has a cycle. My father, my son just asked me how often Reb Chaim is Messiah Shas Mishnayis. So, this mamash just happened 10 minutes ago. So I said, how often is Reb Chaim Messiah Shas Mishnayis? Reb Chaim Kanievsky is Messiah Kol HaTorah Kula every year. And then he has an extra month in Ashana Mu'beres that in the cycle. So in that extra month, he writes a sefer like this. A sefer that is on Hilchus Kiddush HaKodesh of the Rambam and Hilchus Shkolim. That's why it's called Shekel HaKodesh. And it's the blue sefer. So the Reb Chaim quotes this halacha that we're learning from Gemara and Sanhedrin. And it's just unbelievable. You just take a look at all the sources that he has. So look at what the Rambam got a little cut off.
It's your finger.
It's my finger?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So it's the end of the Rambam in Halacha Hey. Upnei galu yisrael shenekrumim komam. He's quoting our Gemara. Vadayin lo igiu yushalayim ma'abernes hashana. Kedei shiil em pnai la'agia. The Rambam sounds exactly like we read in Rashi. They didn't establish their new homes. And they're going to have a tough time coming to Yerushalayim. So let's just see the Shekel HaKodesh, which is the equivalent to the Mishnah Brura. Lamed. Shenekrumim Komam. Shenishna LeBezdin, exactly what Rashi says. It was heard about to Bezdin that they were Nekrim and Koma, that they don't have their own houses, and that the Golas actually kicked them out of their homes.
V'dafka shekvar higiyu l'nahar pras. Where did Reb Chaim just add that in his Mishnah Berurah from? Go to Lamed Tes in the Tzion Halacha. Tzion Halacha, Lamed Tes. Yerushalmi Sanhedrin Perak Aleph Halacha Tes. Yerushalmi adds something into our Gemara that wasn't there. Yerushalmi says, these people that were uprooted from their homes because of the Gullus, and they weren't able to what? Yet come to Yerushalayim. Says the Yerushalmi, but they already are past where? The Gvul of Nahar Pras. We don't know that from our Rishonim. And if anything, who disagrees with that? Tosfos. Right? Tosfos says they're way far. Nekrum and Koma means they're in the Golis. They're in America. They're in Chutz Laretz. Why does Reb Chaim, why does the Rambam add that in? Why does the Reb Chaim, why does the Yerushalmi have to add that in? So, you want an explanation? Go to the Bir Halacha. Kedeshi Elem Pnai Lagia. You see in the Bir Halacha on the other side, is where he elaborates. The star. Everyone with me? Miloshen Rabbeinu Mashma Shehu Kedeshi Sheyachu Lekayim Mitzvah Aliyah Laregel. From the Rambam, it sounds like this is in order to be obligated in a mitzvah aliyah l'regel, k'mo shkotzav Baruch HaShulchan. V'Rashi perish, and Rashi added in, sheyichlu la'akriv pischeyim. So that they have the ability to what? Rashi and Adas says, to get to Yerushalayim in time, what? For the Karban Pesach, for Piyantav HaPesach. V'ayim b'agos b'nei binyamin. And the agos b'nei binyamin asked the following question. Mikan, al das ha'toisvis psachim gimel amid beis. 1 second. Says the Agos Beis Binyamin. Exactly Dr. Bacon's question. What happened to toisvis psachim dalam amid beis? Dira maschel me'alya. Dibnei chutz laretz, that people in Fairlawn, pturin mir'iyo umi pesach. If you read Tosos, who's he reading Tosos like? Like the Minchas Chinuch, that holds there's a ptur, there's an exemption of Karban Pesach. Not only of Aliyah L'Regel, but also of Karban Pesach if you live in Chutz Laretz. So then what? Then this whole Gemara makes no sense. So the why are they being Ma'abar Sashana? It makes no sense. Im Ken Kasha, Be'en Lefer Shabinu, Be'en Lefer Shashi. V'yesh Leimer, De'lachein Amru B'Yerushalmi. No, says Reb Chaim, that's exactly where the Yerushalmi was coming from. The Yerushalmi added in what? Yeah, they went to Fairlawn. They're in Golis. They're out of town. But what? Now, they're past Nahar Pras. If they're past Nahar Pras, they're in Eretz Yisrael. Now they have the ability to be Chayim and Karban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim, goes on Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, unbelievable. This is the answer to the Mishnah Melech question. This is the Yerushalmi. This is the source. From Iber HaShono, we have the answer to that Shas question. Of Tosos and Pesachim Gimel Mabeis. Where is there any source that links the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach to being in Eretz Yisrael? Says Reb Chaim, this Yerushalmi, why they have to pass Nahar Pras? Why they have to already be in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because otherwise there's no Chiyuv of Karban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim, unbelievable, he threads and needles together all these different Yerushalmis and Bavlis that you would never think. You're learning Pesachim, what would I even think of the sugya of an Ibra Hashanah? And Zakhtar B'chaim, and that's what this whole Taklim Chadash, this whole Bir Halacha, is going through different sources and shas of whether or not there's any mucker to being in Eretz Yisrael, not being in Chutz Laretz, for the Chiyuv not only of Aliyah L'Regel, but the Chiyuv of Karim Pesach. Then he quotes in Yana D'Yoyma, he says maybe there's a Raya from the Gemara Megillah. He says from Ezra that Ezra was not Oyla Larega, was not Oyla from Bavel right away. What does the Gemara Megillah say? Why was he not Oyla? We quoted this at the Siyam, at my son's Siyam. Ezra said, because he has to learn from his Rebbe. That was the Raya that we brought, that Tinoika Shel Beis Rabbam, that are not Chayiv and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, might not only be Tinoika Shel Beis Rabbam. It might also be people that are learning in a way that they can't get from this Talmud Torah from another person. There's a certain Shaychus and a connection with that Rebbe. So that's Reb Chaim, he brings rayas. I don't understand. The halacha was they built a, when they were oila from Bavel, when Ezra didn't come, they built a mizbeach and they already started being makriv karban pesach already before the binyan abayis. So ask Reb Chaim, what's pshat in that Gemara Megillah? Bishlama Ezra doesn't want to be binyan abayis. I mean, there's the Gemara as a limud. He's learning from his Rebbe. Where do we ever find a source that learning from a Rebbe is mevatel from the chi of kares? The punishment of Kares, of not bringing a Karban Pesach, says Reb Chaim,
It's another raya. He was in Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is not a chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv of Karban Pesach. He was out of town. Out of town is not chayiv in Karban Pesach. So just a few halachas that are really connected to Inyana D'Yoyma about the chiyuvim that according to some we don't have, and that's exactly why this Yerushalmi would have to add in order to answer for Taisus and Psachim that holds there's no chiyuv Karban Pesach, then you would have to add in the words of the Yerushalmi in order to resolve this issue of why they would be Mahaber Zashana for the Karban Pesach for these people. So the Gemara goes on. Taner Abana, next brisa. Ein Mahaber Zashana loy mipnei agdiyim v'loy mipnei atzloim v'loy mipnei agozolos. We're not Mahaber Zashana because of the size of the animals. Which animals? Says Rashi, gdiyim v'tloim. The Gdiyim Vitzloim, says Rashi, Shahayu Dakin, that they were very thin. Ein Menabrin Aleyin, Kadesh Yigdalu. We don't push off the year an extra month so that the Gdiyim are a little bit fatter. We can get a little more meat. V'ayasimam Psachim. What's the potential concern? What's the suggestion over here? Suggestion over here that suggested to Bezdin, do me a favor. Push off the year a month. Give us an extra month for Pesach. Why? Because I'm going to have this Gansa Chabura, and my Gdi is going to have no flesh on it. How am I going to have to serve all the people over here? Let's fatten these animals up a little bit for an extra month. Says the Gemara, that's not a good enough reason to be Mahaber Zashana. No, it has to be an age. It has to be an age. It doesn't have to be an age. No, this was a practical need. No, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying there is no size. A Karban Pesach kosher. You know what? It might cost you a little more. You have to split up and have, in order to get a, you have to make sure that everyone eats a kezayis. That is a chiyuv. Everyone has to eat a kezayis.
Cycle of when they are actually born.
I don't know.
That's part of the
thing. I'm sure it could be dependent on the agriculture of that year, how much they ate. I'm saying usually, you know, when there's a lot of crops, and then the animals get fatter. Right. So says the Gemara, that's not a good reason. Gozolos. Listen to this, Rashi. Gozolos. Shetzrichin, what do you need gozolos? Gozolos are birds, are chicks. Shetzrichin lekine yoldos. You need it for the carbon that the yoledes has to bring after she gives birth. Shebechol Eretz Yisrael, and all the yoldos in Eretz Yisrael, the chain zavin v'zavos, and also the carbon of a man and a woman that has a certain secretion, shekulin mashin kineim adalosin l'regel, that when do they bring these carbonos? When they're around town. When they're able to, when it's accessible, when they come to do aliyah l'regel. Af al pichein, ein ma'abrin al-kach, sheyichon la'avi b'nei yoyna shekshayim k'shayim k'tanim. Because they can bring the small ones. So Rashi has to kvetch a little bit what this has to do with Yontif. Rashi says, where do you find a bird, a gozel, when it comes to Yontif? So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean Yontif. Really, there's no carbon that exists on Yontif that comes from a bird offering. However, says Rashi, but it probably meant that when people came to be Oilel Regel, and they happened to be a woman that gave birth, or they happened to have been a Zav and a Zava, so then they're going to take care of all those obligations in one shot. They're not going to want to pay for two trips there to Zoller in the neighborhood. So that's why Ibra Hashanah was relevant over here. So that's the reason that potentially the psak in the Gemara is that they're not. But that would have been a reason to help society to be Ma'abra Hashanah. Comes along the Yer Sameach, and he says something unbelievable, and this is a collector's item. If you open up the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam says something that no other Rishon says. And there are actually Gemaras that are mashma the opposite. The halacha is that when I came to be Oilu L'Regel, I couldn't just show my face. I had to bring a carbon Oilas Re'iyah. That was my Chiyuv. I had to bring a certain carbon Ola,
That represented the fact that I'm now being motzi my chiyuv of re'iyah. Re'iyah's panim ba'azara means with a carbon. It doesn't only mean to just show up. That's why Pashtus says there's no mitzvah of ali l'rego, because there's no way to bring a carbon. However, the Rambam in the beginning, in the first halacha in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chagiga, where he's talking about the chiyuv of ali l'rego, the Rambam says a person has the ability to bring a carbon oilas ha're'iyah, bein min ha'me'ema, bein min ha Oaf. And the notes of Kalim think that it's against the law of Shas. There's no Gemara like this. It's not true. And we don't have time to go into it, but there's a Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Hei, that's discussing a detailed halacha of Lishma. The Gemara is discussing the whole beginning of Masechet Zvachim. All of Masechet, actually it's interesting. The whole beginning of Masechet Zvachim and the whole beginning of Masechet Menachos is all about one issue. Bringing a carbon shalo Lishma. Person who thinks about the wrong thought process when he brought a carbon, either the wrong owner, the wrong carbon. That's all Gemara Zvachim, Gemara Menachos, all the first a chunk of the Masechta. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's still kosher and that it's not fulfilling the full obligation? I'm going to sum up the Gemara because we don't have time to go through it. So the Gemara says that Tzad Hashava, we learn from all the carbonos, including Olas Re'iyah, says the Gemara. Gemara says Olas Ha'Ov Shekin Yeshnam B'Tzibur. So Rabbi Eger here has Akasha. Where do we ever find an Olas Ha'Ov, a bird Ola that's Yeshnam B'Tzibur? So the answer is this Rambam. The Rambam holds that a person who brings a carbon Ola when he's Ola L'Regel, he doesn't have to bring such a big behemoth animal. He has the ability to bring even an Oaf. So you'll take my word for it that it's against a lot of Gemaras. So ask the Or Sameach, one of the defenders, Rameir Simcha, of the Rambam, ask the Or Sameach, so where did the Rambam get it from? So where was the Rambam source? Says the Or Sameach, did anyone learn Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? This is a good pshat in the Gemara. Says the Or Sameach, what's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara? Why are you bringing Gozalos? Because I happen to have taken a bus. And I'm happened to be already Oilo the Regel, and now I happen to be a Zav and a Zava, and I happen to be a Yoled if I gave birth, and I happen to have to bring a carbon, a bird offering. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. Says the Otameach, the Rambam read the Gemara Kapshuto. The Rambam now is a Chiddush la'alacha that you don't have to schlep so much for Aliyah the Regel, you don't have to bring your behemoths. You could just bring that little chick into your pocket. You might get stuck at customs, but you can just stick it in, says the Rambam, because that is the chiyuv. We're all talking about one sugi over here. What sugi over here? The mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. The mitzvah of karbonis. Says the Rambam, this mitzvah of aliyah l'regel had a gozal. Which one? The olas re'iyah. That carbon. And that's how the Rambam knew against all other rishonim. From our Gemara, says the Arsameach. Brilliant. Says the Arsameach. That's how the Rambam, from the fact that there was a possibility to be ma'aber es hashona, because the gozolos, the chickens, are too small, because the birds are too small, says the Or Sameach, that's how the Rambam knew it must be, for Ali L'Rego, you could actually bring a gozol. Oh, excellent. Right. So that begs, that was Itai's question last week. Itai asked if it's all about practicality, and if the drachim are messed up, so why not snow? So why not, and now I'm going to add to Itai's question. So why not gozolos? So why not gedayim? Understand, some things yes, some things not. So if you take the approach we spoke last week, that each one of these things are actually halacha l'moshe Sinai, and they all have biblical sources, so then I have nothing to ask. Kach nemar halacha. That's the halacha. The halacha was said by certain things and certain things not. But we learned last week, the Minchas Chinuch and the Chidushi Aran learned the pshat is in this Gemara. No! It's like Leo said last week. It's whatever Bezdin says in the areas of calendar, that's what's chal. Atem afilu shoygigin. Atem afilu medivin. Atem afilu mutim. If you're making a mistake, you control time. Sayit, I asked, if you control time, so what's on this Gemara? Apparently the Ram's wrong. Apparently the Minchas Chinuch is wrong, because for some reason there are limitations to there. So the Minchas Chinuch asks Itai's question, and asks what David's asking right now. If so, you're now losing the ability. Why? Who restricted you? So you have to learn this Gemara is a din midrabanan. Hey mamru ve hey mamru. Really, Minatoira, any rationale should work. Minatoira, whatever you want. Even if you made a mistake, even if you were told the wrong information, it's chal. It's like Kiddush HaChodesh, like Iber HaShonah. So why are there limitations? Bezdin got together and said, you know what? These are not good enough reasons. So even if a rabbi wants to think in one generation that this is a good reason, we're going to midrabanon on a rabbinic level limit their authority and the ability to be ma'aber for that reason. But on a level of daraisa, according to the Ran, according to Minchas Chinuch, you should have had the capacity. You should have had that ability. All right, Rabbi said, we're going to stop here, but we have to learn the most important Gemara, first important halacha learned, and Mirtz Hashem will do it next week. I'll just open up with the question. The Gemara is going to quote a Braisa, so we're going to see a whole story from Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent letters, and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn next week. Rabbi Gamliel sent letters to all the people in the different areas of the locations, and one of the letters happened to be that he's being Ma'aber Sashana. And why was he being Ma'aber Sashana? Because what? The Gemara says, really because the Zman, because of the season. The season was off. And then he added on another reason, which wasn't really the real reason, because we just said that's not enough of a reason on its own, but also because the animals for Karban Pesach were too small. Vayisai, Rabbi Gamliel was when? Rabbi Gamliel was after Churban HaMikdash. Why is this letter discussing Karbanos after Churban HaMikdash? That's a question that the Ran opens up on our Gemara. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll deal with that question.